Hello, everybody. Man, did I blow that one. Hello, everyone. All 20 of you probably, maybe possibly listening, not listening. Are we doing video?
No.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Kill time.
Everybody, welcome to the After Disaster special Monday night edition because we are off on Thursday. Because Anderson is going to camp. Camp, whatchamacallit? I don't even know if the camp has a name. But.
Hey, everybody! Welcome!
I'll be doing my patented live midnight show every single night of the week.
Welcome to the After That. It feels like I haven't done this in a month.
It does feel like we haven't been here.
What's the deal with that? What's the new? We just did it last week. Yeah. Hey, everybody! Welcome to, as Mike said, a very special Monday edition. However, when you hear this, it'll probably be right around Christmas time.
Unless you're listening to it now, which is apparently the only way to get the show now.
Right.
Live.
I am loud. You are quiet. We are in here with ourselves. It's weird. It's kind of a strange, weird
Should
night.
Should I turn myself up?
God damn it.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry.
How about I just whisper?
All right. I do all of a sudden I talk quiet.
You talk loud.
I'll talk normal, and you talk however you want to talk.
That's how I like to talk, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I like to project my voice. It's not true,
I'm trying to talk softer because my voice seems to be... shot.
God damn it, I gotta go turn you off!
Son of a bitch! Wait, are you sure it's not just your headphones? Alright, it's me alone again. Hello, check, 1, 2. Got a level? Cool, dig it. I didn't seem to get any louder, but I'll trust that he did something. Even though he probably didn't.
So it's a really weird night in here tonight because it's just Mike and I. Stanley's not even with us. I didn't bring Stanley.
I just noticed that.
I've been out all day, so I couldn't bring Stan in the car because did a film vault earlier today down at the Nerdist Studios.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
What's the name of the shop?
It's a comic book store. Shop, yeah,
and I did it with a 9-year-old. Well, I didn't do it with a 9-year-old. I did a podcast with a 9-year-old. Brian and I did a podcast with a 9-year-old, and it was good. It was fun. We did top 5 movies we liked when we were 9.
Did Katie engineer it?
Yeah, she sat there with an angry look on her face, and she typed away and worked on, air quotes, other things the entire show.
Did she do that as a favor for you guys? Record it?
No, it's her fucking show. Well, actually, I guess so, because it was our show, and we had him on. We had Gil on, who does the Mutant Season. Really impressive little kid. He's 9 years old, and he's very confident but not arrogant, which is tough to do for an adult, let alone a little kid.
He's
just a cute little kid who speaks well. Speaks better than you and I.
I'm sure he does.
Speaks more gooder than you and I do.
I've heard myself speak and it's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
It's flustering.
That's not true.
Flustered. See? So, I can't even do it now. It's flustering.
God damn it. So we are in here on a road because this is the last night we're going to be doing it for a while. So let's make it count, Mike. By making it count, I mean don't be sucking down chocolate milkshakes during the show.
The shake's gone.
I had a very, very exciting new thing that I wanted to do tonight. Let me get over to the after.
Like a new feature?
Kind of. All right, so I'm going to go to camp. I'll be at camp this time next week.
Okay.
As you already said, we're not going to be on later this week, so. Put your pants on live at midnight. Okay, good. Oh, look at that. But we're not streaming live. Oh, wait, we are. Yes. Look at that. Okay. Hi, guys. Hi, all of those.
We need to give Scott something, like some kind of cut him in on the t-shirt sales or something like that.
No, let's not go crazy. If we ever say things like that, we should say it all fair.
I went crazy. Sorry.
We'll cut him in on the mugs.
We sell like 10. He sees them everywhere, and we send him a check for $5.
Every 100th mug, he gets 50%.
So he's going to make $3?
Oh, we're selling 300?
We're going to sell them for $6?
Okay.
What are we selling them for?
I don't know.
These elusive mugs that we keep talking about.
I go to camp next week, and normally, Mike, I'm the counselor for the 17, 18-year-olds, which means I can be lazy. I can just get by and like, hey, I'm Anderson. Go over there. And I let them do things on their own because that's what, you know, they're young adults.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is be like a little bit cool and make it so that they don't want a disappointment. This year, I decided to completely mix things up, and I'm doing 9-year-olds.
I do like that. That might be way more difficult. But
way more difficult.
Now, so these kids have cancer, right?
It's an oncology camp, meaning their lives have all been affected by cancer.
Okay,
either they have cancer, they're in remission, or they are siblings of kids with cancer.
Okay, so here's the problem. Like, for some reason in my head, I still have it. I still have the vision that they're mentally retarded, which I know they're not.
Well, no, there's plenty that have brain cancer, and they're
okay.
They're like Brian Bishop at that point.
If they're kids that are 18 years old with cancer, they're going to be very difficult.
What do you mean?
Because they're fully aware that they think they know everything.
What?
18-year-olds think they know everything.
No, actually, the 18-year-olds, the best kids at camp, and I think it has to do with going to camp and kind of, I mean, our camp, not to get all weird, but like our camp is pretty special place. It's pretty special. It's a pretty great place, and we teach the kids a lot.
That's weird. Why'd you go weird on me like that?
It is odd. It is odd. I know, it's weird. But it really is. Like, we teach them.
I thought you were going to say, like, it's also a nudist camp.
Well, it is at times. Like in the shower. We dictate that they take off the clothes. See you, Corey. Corey's still here, apparently. Corey's going to be filling in for me poorly next week. If you want to hear cuss words on Loveline, tune in next week. Okay.
I can just hear him in my own place.
No, but the kids are all, they've all gone, it's more their own personal experiences than anything else, because they've all gone through either real sickness themselves, where they face death, or they've watched a brother and sister get really sick and or, you know, die. So the kids all have a different perspective on life. And I'm sure that has somewhat to do with why the teenagers are the by far the best kids at camp, because they get it.
And so what do you think nine's going to be?
They're all about role modeling. 9-year-olds are usually very excited to be away from home. A lot of them have been kept up.
Very excited or very scared, right?
Scared and excited. A lot of them have been pent up in hospitals for the last, sometimes like 2-3 years. Sometimes they just got out of the hospital to go to camp. So a lot of the time, they're very rambunctious. They got a lot of energy. But the point is, what you got to do with the first night that the kids are there, Mike.
Set them straight. Let them know who the alpha dog is.
It's true. That's what I do.
Take off your belt and snap it like dads in the 50s did.
Dads in the 50s? My dad used to do that.
I know. I like to omit myself from that.
What we have to do is, it's a royal pain in the ass, because we all get there like in the late afternoon and they're all rambunctious, they're all nervous, they're all scared, there's a lot
of
weird energy.
You should make a short film about camp and call it Royal Pain in the Ass.
And there's like usually like 10 to 11 kids per cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to gather them together, get all their, you know, figure out what bunk they're going to be on, figure out where their bags are going to go, figure out who are special needs kids, who aren't, play a little name game.
Fat kids
name,
on the bottom.
Name whip. Sometimes, yeah, usually the kids that pee on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Name whip, so we start to learn the names, get the kids to learn each other's names, and then it's off to dinner. But in the process of all that and on the way to dinner, we have to come up with a sketch. And we have to get our cabin, our kids, each cabin has to go up on stage and do something and introduce themselves. They have to incorporate their name into the sketch somehow and do something on stage in front of the entire camp, which is like 200 people. It's hard enough for adults to do that. To get kids motivated to do that, it's fucking awful. It's terrible.
Why do you have to do that? I don't understand. It's like, first we're going to humiliate you, possibly, in front of all your peers.
The reason why they do it, and actually I love it, is because then we do the exact same thing the last night of camp as well.
And people get to work on their skills the entire time?
Yeah, there's a lot of skill working. A lot
little
of
Laurence Olivier is coming out and trying to out-act each
acting
other.
Acting skill.
What?
A lot of like self-esteem skills and what do they call it? Self-sufficiency skills and self-reliant skills.
I think it would be funny if you knew who your group was weeks in advance and you rehearsed something that was just incredible. And then
well,
you act like you whipped it out.
Where this comes from. Because what...
Like, they're just mumbling about, and all of a sudden, in unison, they just go, da-da-da-da-da, hey, welcome to camp, everybody. You know, and wouldn't that be fucking awesome?
That'd be pretty great. That'd be pretty... We have, like, a live band that comes
out
behind the stage.
They rise up. Da-da-ba-ba-ba.
But lazy counselors, i.e. me, and if kids aren't motivated, what we like to do is... Sorry, I got to reach over and put callers on hold as they come up, because we have no Pab tonight. We're Pabless. I don't even want to talk about him. He upsets me. He upsets me greatly. I'm talking about Tyler.
Because he went on vacation?
He was gone for like a week and a half. Remember that?
Yeah. He missed.
Why was he gone?
He missed two shows. He was in Vegas, right?
For what?
I don't know.
His anniversary. His 1-year anniversary. Like it's some big fucking deal.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
Guess why he's gone tonight? His anniversary.
1 year,
I've
one
never,
month anniversary.
I was talking to Corey, his fill-in tonight. I was talking to Corey, saying, you know what? If I just saw Tyler on paper, he's a guy who's a virgin until he got married.
Mm-hmm.
25. He takes long periods of time off to appease his lady friend, his now wife, and he's constantly like his second to last night ever working on Loveline. He's like, it's my actual anniversary. She'd be very upset if I didn't spend it with her. He doesn't have to be at work till 9:30. He has all day to do stuff with her. All day. I said, if I just saw that on paper, I'd be like, that's a person I will never work with.
Wait, you mean he's in town?
Yeah, yeah. They didn't go anywhere. He just like took her down to fucking Lulu's or whatever to have a spaghetti dinner and go, you're really special to me, lady. You're really, really special to me, woman.
He couldn't take 4 hours out of his night.
What the fuck, right?
Serious.
It's disgusting. If I saw him on paper, I would say that Tyler White guy, I will never ever want to work with him. I was a slave for him. Hell no.
Ooh,
but
I'll say
he walks in here and like all that just fades away because I love the guy. He's great.
Yeah, it's weird.
However, it's fucking pab moves.
It's a pretty pab move.
Second to last night ever working on Love Line.
Pab moves.
He only has tomorrow night as his last night. Anyways, all that aside.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
What?
Yeah, I heard you mention that earlier, and I was trying to do the math in my head. I'm like, what do you mean it's his last night? I forgot he quit.
And you guys can't really do the show next week. It's not like you two can like roll in here because I'm not going to be here.
I can do my
we'll
alone
talk about
on
your
the
masturbatory
floor,
show in a minute.
Midnight show. I'll tell you right now, it wasn't good.
We'll talk about your masturbatory show in a minute.
It wasn't good. I don't think I'll be
doing it
anymore.
I thought you've done a couple.
I did too.
Well, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, impulse.
Here's
both impulses.
What lazy counselors, and I think that I'm probably going to be in this boat, especially with the 9-year-olds. I don't know if I can get them to pull out something. What's great about it is you see them the first night go up on stage and be terrified, especially the younger kids. With, you know, they're not facing the audience and they don't really have much of a voice and they're not projecting and they're like scared. They're scared. They're nervous. And so am I when I'm up there.
I keep visioning that it's a talent show. You're like, next is 9-year-old Reginald.
Kind of is.
And he's going to sing a song about cancer.
Why's it got to be Reginald?
I don't know.
Like our guard?
He's like, you eat away at me, cancer. I'm at camp now instead of at home. No, like a musical.
That would not get many applause, I don't think. Actually, it would get a lot of tears because camp can be gay. Yeah. So listen, the last night when we do the campfire, it's like the kids are completely transformed. Like you remember them the first night when they're all shy and then they're up there and they're just doing the thing because like a full week of camp really has a profound impact on these kids. First night, though, is a challenge, especially with all the stuff, especially with the young kids, especially with figuring out who wets the bed, who doesn't, who has to sleep where, which bunk, get ready to go to camp.
How do you do that,
dinner.
By the way?
What?
All right, who wets the bed? Raise your hand.
Plenty of little
tricks. Raise your hand.
Plenty of little tricks that you do.
Who cries?
Yeah. So, lazy counselors, we do this. We play this game. We all stand in a line up.
How
on,
do you, you could go like,
I'm going to get there.
Hey kids, we got these extra rubber sheets. Anybody want them? Before I throw them out, and some kids will be like, I'll take rubber
Usually
sheets.
Usually I wet myself, and I say, anyone else do this?
Yeah.
As I'm whizzing on the floor of the cabin. And it's just like, I'm just letting go. I'm like, anyone else do this?
Anybody else do laundry? Because now I have to do it. Do you really do that?
No.
Oh, because that's a great idea. I like that.
No,
I like that.
I got that from Billy Madison.
Oh, I love that idea, though. Oh, you know, you're right. Now I remember that scene.
Peeing your pants is the coolest. So I'm going to get there. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
We all stand in a line on stage. I've done this with a few like rambunctious cabins that I've had over the years. And let's say I'm standing in front of the line. We're all facing the audience. And I'll say, hello, this is cabin one. And tonight we're going to tell a story. And then I'll say, once upon a time. And then
got it.
The
you
kid
got
next
the line.
To me has to, yeah. And usually it goes very poorly.
Of course.
Disastrous.
Yeah, it's what, are they taking a Second City class or something?
It's bad times a lot of time. But I wanted to do that. All of this, Mike, so that I could explain what I wanted to do tonight. But we're not.
And by the end of the night, once upon a time, Mr. Cowan touched me in the naughty space.
Wow. That's never been said. That wouldn't happen.
And though. I became erect and my vagina.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Usually it turns straight to farts. Especially with the
really?
Kids. Yeah. And then he farted. Like, that's the whole.
You think 9-year-olds are going to go that direction?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 9-year-olds are the worst. That's actually my worst fear of working with the youngest cabin is just all the farting that's going to go on. I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
Why don't you make them all chug water and get on stage and say, we're going to stand here till one of you pees.
You need to come up and not be a counselor. I'm going to turn the AC.
You're turning on the freezing here. You're turning on the AC?
I'm sweating.
Okay.
So my plan
you're
was
sweating.
For you.
It's like 65.
You, Tyler, and I to all do this tonight. So I can get warmed up for camp. And I wanted the listeners who were on the message boards to give story, to put pictures to our story as we went. And then the listener who's listening on the podcast could listen back and follow the stories and the pictures
as we go. It's a lot of work. It's a
lot
of
work because we're all working in unison. It would have been great.
And then another listener can compile it all into a YouTube video.
That seems like a lot of
work. But listed as private.
But Pab had to take the night off. What do you think he and... the misses are doing right now. Do you think I get the feeling that they're really, really gay behind closed doors? Lauren
absolutely.
And Tyler. Like he takes her hand and he looks her in the eye and goes, "You know what?
Absolutely.
You know what, woman? You are the most important thing in my
life. I absolutely believe that's exactly what's happening.
I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for bringing you to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah.
Tyler, you're disgusting.
I'm serious. I really do think I don't think he does it with that accent, but I do think what you just said is a could be a reality.
Oh, does he do it like on one knee?
Even creepier is I'll bet $5 he's listening right now.
Not right now. No way. She wouldn't let him.
He listened to me on Thursday.
Yeah, because it wasn't his anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Is it really his anniversary?
Yeah, he got married. We were sitting in the heat a year ago today.
Yeah. You want to know something? It was hotter a year ago today than it was today.
What does that mean?
I was on fire out there.
Yeah, it was hot today, though. Okay, so let's get to it. Mike has been doing a masturbatory show where it's a one-man act.
I wouldn't call it a show. It definitely wasn't a show.
He's done it once or twice?
Twice.
How do they? I'm not lying to you, Mike, when I say this. It feels a little weird. It feels like I'm talking not to Jelly necessarily, but like someone like when I was younger, like in a relationship.
Cheated on you?
And not even cheated. It's just like we're having thoughts about another guy when I was in there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It felt, let me tell you how I felt. Thursday night, a listener said, why don't you do the Mike Carano midnight show tonight? And I went, you know what? I might. I go, let me get home and look and see if I can get a Ustream account and if it's possible. And I was in the Valley at the time, and it was probably 10:55. I got home about 11:25, checked my Ustream, went online, signed up, got an account, and then posted, yeah, I'll do it at midnight. And I did it. And it wasn't smooth by any stretch of the imagination. There was no topic. It was the same as this.
Well, no, but we bounce off each other.
I told some stories. People asked me some photography questions. I talked about it.
It's f-stop 5.6.
I saw somebody post, oh, great, now it's vacuum talk. You know, it was the same old stuff. Same old stuff. But it's much more. I have to be really soft because I don't want my neighbors to hear me, which I want to talk about that in a little bit, too.
I got to talk about movies, too.
Okay. And then Saturday, I was finishing up at the Improv and loitering, and I saw a message, how about a live show tonight? I went, done, we're doing it.
It's all it takes.
And here's the thing, is I was very excited about the first one, and I was very, very nervous, thinking I'm in my living room sitting on the floor in front of a camera.
Oh, and you did it live with the camera?
Yeah.
Does it make you sad to realize that if you're an 18 or 19 year old girl saying nothing, just sitting there picking her nose, she would probably get quadruple the numbers.
More than quadruple. She'd probably get 5,000 more numbers than I would get.
For guys with nose picking fetishes?
Yeah.
That exists.
But
What's wrong with people?
Made me uncomfortable because I really didn't want to just do what I did before. Excuse
me while I interrupt. Here's what we're going to talk about tonight, and I'll get right back to it, okay? I got to talk about Jillian and how she was incredulous about something that you will find funny.
Okay.
I was going to suggest we take new callers only tonight, but since we don't have Pab on the phone, it's going to be tough. I want to talk to you about the See's Candy policy that really upsets me.
All right.
I think you'll agree. And I want to talk about what my mom's work. She works at a very fancy hospital where Tom Cruise and Katie Kirby had their Katie Holmes had their baby a few years ago. She works at a very big hospital, and they have a new word for VIP. I'm going to talk about that. Words for VIP.
Beyonce? Is that one of the words?
That's.
I went by that hospital that their baby was born in.
And
when I was in New York.
Back to Mike's masturbatory show.
Now, we don't want to. It was not eventful. It was boring. That was the saddest part about it.
Were you hoping that you would do it and you'd be like, yeah, I don't need Tyler and Anderson?
Nope. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Because I feel like we've been having sweet love for the last couple of years. Yeah,
Tyler
and I.
This thing.
Awkward at times.
This thing was not an after disaster.
We'd all finish
totally
at the same
separate.
Time. We were all very happy. Yeah. And I feel like Tyler and I walked in and found you in the bathroom with a Penthouse magazine.
It's not true. And
it's like we're here for you. I don't know why you
weren't there because I definitely texted both of you guys and said, you want to do this live. I know, Monopoly game, much more important.
Important Monopoly game. Mm-hmm.
Than entertaining 71 people. I am going to. I'm getting Ustream Pro on my phone so I can broadcast live anytime from any place with video from the phone. So I'm going to be doing this like 2 or 3 times a day for 10 minutes.
You're going to be going in the bathroom with Penthouse 2 or 3 times a day now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I didn't think you would feel that way because it's not. It wasn't really nothing to do with.
I know
anything.
I know. I don't really feel that way. Kind of. Hey, do you want some of Slash's saliva?
No, thanks.
Okay. He left
unless cup. It's in a bottle.
It kind of is. It's in a coffee mug.
Okay. That really hurt my back.
Is it crazy that we actually have the technology where if you had the means, you could clone Slash right now?
Hmm.
Because we have his cup.
Yeah, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather clone that chick that was in a band with the long blonde hair that was an actress.
What?
I don't know who she
is. Are you talking about Momsen or whatever from months and months ago?
I'd rather go cloning her than Slash.
Okay, you'd have to wait for at least 15 years. It's not funny when Tyler's
I like you
here.
Say at least 15 years. Like, mm-hmm. 15. You can fuck your clone at 15,
okay,
right?
Okay, all right. That's the problem that I don't like that in movies. It's a pet peeve of mine where like they have clones.
Yeah.
And the clones are automatically their age.
Yeah.
That's stupid. You got to start out as an embryo. Then you're born as a newborn. You will end up being like whatever you clone, but it takes however long.
And you're going to inevitably fall into the role of dad. And you're going to hate the clones' music.
Okay.
You're going to be bummed when your clone is gay and you're not.
Also, we're going to talk about the movie Brave. Highly recommend.
Did you see it?
Go see it.
Okay.
What's wrong with me? I don't know why I haven't seen it yet. It was going to be the second Pixar movie I was going to ban. Saw it today in the theaters. I was fucking blown away by how good it was.
Good.
It's so good.
Good. So I tried to get my family to go to it, and everyone was just kind of...
I thought it was going to be one thing,
let's just order
it turned
sushi.
Out to be something completely different. I thought because it looks so typical Disney, I thought it was going to be... You know,
it's
back
not
in the medieval
Disney, it's
time.
Pixar. It's the greatest movie company ever.
It's the first Pixar movie that looks more Disney than Pixar.
Hmm.
Right?
I did hear that, by the way.
Doesn't it look it? I mean, you've seen commercials and whatnot, and it looks, it's back in the medieval times, and I thought for sure it was going to be about this little girl who's fiery, but, you know, she's waiting for Prince Charming to come along. I'm not giving anything away by saying Prince Charming never comes along. It's all about her standing up for herself. She's not in love. She's not trying to fall in love. She's not trying to get attention. No one's trying to get her. Well, there's a few people trying to get her attention, but that's not what it's about, and I was so pleased to see him go in a new direction where it had nothing to do with that. And her mom, those of you who have seen it, her mom, the second half, is one of the greatest, funnest things I've seen in a long fucking time.
Good. I'm going to see it. There was an article written that Roger Ebert tweeted out. An article in a paper is Brave, is whatever her name is, the girl from the movie. Is she a lesbian? And they went down and cited all the reasons why they think she's a lesbian.
So stupid. See, that's so typical because there's not a male interest in the movie. They have to assume because everyone was waiting for like when's like
Prince
Charming
gonna
swing
in. You meet
these three main characters that are going to be vying for her love. They're going to be courting her, and the one first guy is like fat and dorky, and the next guy's like got a giant nose and he's kind of creepy looking. And you're like, all right, here comes the third guy. He's going to be the Prince Charming, but he's going to there's going to be something kind of wrong with him.
And he shows up and he's black.
That guy was the like, worst of all. He was black, half black, half Mexican.
Oh man.
Not true. They didn't have blacks and Mexicans.
But isn't she a little kid? Why is she having people court her?
Because she's a princess. And,
but how old is she? Do they ever?
Probably.
Yeah, that's too young. I don't like it. I want to tell you a story that I told already on the Mike Carano.
Oh, Savage is ungood. Don't see that.
I wasn't going to see it. I didn't know that was a real movie. I thought that was like a mock billboard.
It's everything we've already seen plenty of times. But now Breaking Bad is
Planet of the Apes.
So much better. To watch Rent Cocaine Cowboys instead.
I saw it.
Cocaine Cowboys, good.
Yeah, Cowboys 2, not as good.
Not nearly as good. However, Benicio del Toro is so much fun. So much fun. It's so good to have him back too. He's a really good bad guy. Okay.
Saturday night, you know how my office.
You don't like Benicio? You don't care for Benicio?
Yeah, I do like him. Okay. I like that he can barely understand what he's saying. No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. He's from another town.
UCSB. It's a college.
Why does he have a thick, heavy accent?
Because he puts them on. He doesn't have that at all when you're being interviewed. Okay, move on.
Are you kidding?
Plus, San Diego's right on the border of a country called Mexico.
Yeah, but he's like from El Salvador or something. Okay. So, you know how my office is situated at the front door of the Improv?
I've never seen your office.
Okay, well, that parking lot off
that
little theater.
I've been to the Improv numerous times. Never seen your office.
Okay, so I walk out of the parking lot. It's Saturday night. I'm heading into the Improv because my steak is ready. My steak and french fries.
You live a life from the 70s. You realize that.
So I'm walking. It's about a 20-foot walk. And I see a little punk rock chick riding her bike down the sidewalk.
And you're out of breath.
No, I see her coming at me, and there's stanchions on the sidewalk that are blocking it. So I step aside so she can go by, and to thank me for my courtesy, she speeds up to get by me faster. Uh-huh. 1 second later, bam, hit by a car.
Ooh.
And it was our valet that hit her coming into the Improv parking lot.
She got tapped by a car.
No, knocked her completely
off.
Did
she get fucked up? Ambulance?
Here's the bad part about the story, Anderson, that I was going to get to. So I turned around to run over and see if she's okay, and I see two other people heading her direction, and I just went, I got to go eat my steak. Felt fucking horrible about it.
Why?
Because I didn't rush over there and go like, are you okay?
What are you supposed to do?
I saw two guys running over, and I just went, I got a steak waiting for me. I got to go eat that steak. Then
you
I drove.
You feel good about yourself that you broke the cycle because there was a little girl laying on the ground.
Yeah.
And you didn't run towards. You went after food.
Because normally I would get right into rape mode.
Puerto Rico. Benicio del Toro was born in Puerto Rico.
Then I go over the hill to the valley, and I'm getting gas at that gas station on the corner of Ventura and Coldwater Canyon.
You should go to the other one where the Charlie Manson.
I know. I got to find that. I got to find it. But some dude is pulling out, like squeezing by me to get out of the street.
It's Van Nuys and Ventura. It's right there. Okay.
How far? How many blocks?
From what do you mean?
How far from there?
From Coldwater, probably like 10.
10 blocks?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it then.
It's close. It's really close. I pass it every day.
I'll do it tomorrow.
It's nothing.
So there's a guy squeezing by me to get out to the street and leave, and I see his trunk is open. It's flopping around. But then I look at him as I'm about to... He's literally 5 feet from me with his window down. And I was going to go like, hey, your trunk's open. You know, while he's safe in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And I looked at his face and I was like, looks like a douchebag. And I didn't tell him. And he drove out on the Ventura. And then he had to pull over like half a block later. I could see him get out and slam the trunk. I just looked at his face and went, he's a douche. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling him.
So you're playing cop, jury.
Yeah.
Judge.
And I felt bad about both those circumstances. Really, genuinely bad.
How often do you meet someone you think they're a douche and then you get to know them and they're decent?
Pretty often.
Yeah, fairly often.
Yeah.
Because you're like me. Like, you don't get any. Everyone is douche. Starting off, you're a douche. If you're
You know where a lot of douches are? Runyon Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly douches.
A lot of douchettes up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
A lot of horrible people.
Do you like how we never think we're douches?
Oh, no.
I like it. I feel comfortable there.
I was having a conversation with Julian today and we were bitching about somebody. I think we were bitching about Tyler. I don't know. We were bitching about somebody. No, it wasn't Tyler, it was something else. And I stopped. I'm like, isn't it great that we're perfect, though? And she's like, yes. Thank God.
Yeah. Sweet, right?
We are perfect. Okay.
You're the nicest.
Speaking of Jillian, though, she was actually became incredulous when a couple weeks ago, I took you out to lunch. Remember when Jillian came? Mm-hmm. It was somewhat of a business lunch. And at one point, Tyler was going to tag along. And I looked at her, and I'm like, because she listens to the show. And I'm like, Jill, are you a little excited that it's going to be like you're having lunch with the After Disaster? Kind of excited. And she looked at me like with anger in her eyes. And she goes, what? No. What do you mean? I'm like, no, because it'll be like the After Disaster, except you'll be sitting there and there'll be no mics. And she goes, so what? Like, she was angry.
That is funny.
I didn't know how to react to it.
That's great, though. Because you know what? Now that you bring it up, I didn't think that. But now I'm like, yeah, she should have been kind of like,
she should have been a little
cool.
bit, yeah. Hey, if she had a show.
Do you think Yoko didn't get a little excited going out to dinner with all the Beatles?
I think she still does get excited to probably, you know, sleep in the same bed where John used to sleep.
Yep. Do you think she still has the same bed? She can get rid of that thing in like 25 years or 30 years? I would have sold that gross bed.
I was trying to think of a joke today, but I couldn't figure it. I couldn't put it together, but I was trying.
She could definitely wring it out and clone John Lennon because I'm sure there's like gallons of his sperm soaked into it.
The punchline is this, and you help me if you're a joke writer. No, you're not. But okay, the punchline is this: Rob Rowe, and it has something to do with Rob Lowe and an Asian and a rower, or something to see. And the punchline is Rob Rowe. Okay, so
who is Rob Rowe, by the way?
I don't
because
know.
I saw that mentioned today on Twitter.
I saw Rob Rowe in credits today in Brave.
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know. He's somebody. He was like deep credits too. Deep.
Oh, because it must be somebody that was trending or something today.
I think it's very coincidental.
I don't know.
I saw it deep in credits. Is anyone listening to this?
I don't know.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? I swear to God, I did the phone.
Hello?
Rob Rowe?
Rob Rowe?
Oh, something about Rob Lowe?
No,
Rob Rowe.
At all.
Rob Rowe.
Not sure what's going on right now.
I know, neither are we.
Can you hear us is the main thing.
I can hear you, yes.
So what's going on? Why are you calling Loveline?
Actually, I have a random problem. My ex happens
way
to be a child molester.
You know what would be a better random problem? Roulette. Totally random.
He is about to get married, and I don't think his current fiance knows.
He's a what? A child molester?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to deal with that somehow.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm not really sure if if that's really my place or not, but I feel...
I think if it was a cheating issue, it's not your place. Let the cards fall where they may, but if people are in danger, I think you definitely need to say something about that.
You think so?
Yeah, you're putting people in danger by not saying it. Absolutely. Her ex is a child molester, and he's getting married, and she doesn't know if she should tell someone.
Is he marrying a child?
She currently thinks that she's had sex with more people than he has, and she's had sex with 19 people.
Yeah, that's not your business.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, does she have any kids?
No.
How do you know he's a child molester?
How do I know he's a child molester? Because
you made it up to get
you
back
sound
at
like
him?
Trouble. You sound like a drinker. Goodbye. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Chick was trouble.
Hey.
Hi.
So, I'm curious about...
You're marrying a guy and his ex-wife's telling you he's a child molester? What a coincidence.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Tyler, update. Right now, he's looking at her going, a year ago today, my life began.
Yep. Right now, I could be with two idiots doing a cheesy podcast,
I
but
love
I'm much,
so
I'm
much
in your
baby.
Arms.
I love you so much.
And Lauren's opening her third bottle of wine. I just said that because we made a joke about it a while ago. I don't really mean that.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Hey, how are you? All right. Welcome back.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
So
continue, please.
So. Anyway, my friend loves your show, right? And she thinks that Tom Hiddleston is not fantastic. Do you know who he is by chance?
Who?
What just happened? Rob Rowe?
Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Wilson?
Tom Hiddleston, Loki from the Avengers.
She thinks he's what?
What do you think of him? Do you know who he is?
Who is he?
Is he Hawkeye?
Hawkeye from the... That's Rob Renner.
He's Loki.
Oh, the brother, Thor's
Loki,
brother.
Loki, he's the one that ruined the movie.
Yeah, as normally the villains do.
Well, no, usually the villains actually make or break a movie. If they're really good and funny and really extra evil, they can be awesome and make a movie that much better.
The last Star Trek Next Generation movie had the potential
like
to be the greatest one of all, but the villain sucked.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch. Unfortunate. Right. Are you stoked about the next one?
What is this?
I don't know, but Loki was okay, but not that scary.
Loki, Noki on Loki. His horns and him riding that chariot thing was...
And magic. Like, I don't like magic.
Was it 1980?
Yeah, you know what?
Why are you talking
magic
to us about
this?
And Hulk could kill anybody.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. Please don't talk about Loki. That upset me.
Hello?
Hi.
Unless you're going to keep... Unless you want to keep things Loki.
Didn't I just hang up on you?
Hello?
Didn't I just hang up on you, child molester accuser? That's all right, hold on. So, at my mom's work.
Yeah.
You know how they always got to keep ahead? Like, well, we're not going to call it very important persons anymore. VIP.
Got it.
They got a new one now. So, they actually mandated. You're not allowed to call them VIP suites because they have VIP suites all over that hospital. They call them now PONs. Persons of note. How fucking stupid is that?
I gotta disagree with you. I like that. If somebody goes, if I walk up to a concert, instead of going, I'm on the VIP list, I can say I'm on the person of note list. Sounds more professional.
It sounds more like it's just going to be the new VIP in like 10 years. Who cares?
Yeah, very important person is pretentious.
I'm a person of note.
Yeah, but it sort of is a proclamation that you're better than everybody else.
It's
person
better
of
language.
Note means, like, there could be a lot of reasons. I mean, I get this better room and I get better service.
Because I'm of note?
Because I'm of note. Yeah, I like that. Person of note.
You
could be a friend of somebody that works in the hospital. You could be a physicist. You could be a rock star. You could be a lot of things to be a person of note.
You're
I like
note.
That.
All right, I'm glad you like it.
We should change the name of the show to Person of Note.
People of Notes.
And only talk about people we think are exceptional. Starting with ourselves.
All right, everybody call 1-800-LOUD 191, please. Please call.
Everybody do it.
Everyone do it, because I know you're listening. I see the numbers, and there's enough of you out there to fill the lines with non-Loveline people. Thank you. It's coming in. 1-800-LOUD-191. Hold on a second. We'll get some phone calls up in here. I got one more thing that I got to talk to you about, and then it's fucking wide open.
I do love that Jillian, that you told her that. Now, when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, because I'm going back and forth between, well, truthfully, she should kind of think it's cool. And then I'm like, that's ridiculous. Why would she give up?
I know. I was like half joking, but then when I thought about it, I'm like, wait a minute. She should be like, if I listen to a show with her and two of her jackass friends, like, you know, weekly, and then I was going to go to lunch with her and her two friends, I'd be like, it'd be like, it's like I'm right in the middle of the show. So I could get stereo, live stereo.
Yep.
And she was like, no, not really. Not impressed. I was like, it would be with three people of note.
My,
that at all?
I listened to a 3-hour interview of Mark Hamill by my friend Tom Wilson.
Who's Mark Hamill?
Mark Hamill is an actor.
Okay.
Don't know what he's been in, but he's an actor.
All right.
So Tom Wilson, a friend of mine, has a podcast called Big Pop Fun, and it takes place in the Nerdist Studios, as a matter of fact. And I've listened to several episodes, and I happened to listen to the Mark Hamill episodes, which were three parts.
3 hours.
An hour, longer than an hour each. And here's what was very interesting about it. is I know him from Star Wars and Corvette Summer.
Oh,
and
a couple my of other God. Holy shit. But, I need to go relive my entire day.
But
I can't believe you just said Corvette Summer. That should have been at least number two or number three on my top five movies upset that I was obsessed with when I was nine. I watched that movie over and over.
I have the poster, you know.
Over.
Candy I have the apple poster
red,
framed.
Mike. Candy apple red.
I have the poster.
Corvette.
Annie Potts and Mark Hamill.
Is that available on Netflix?
I don't know, but I bought the poster on eBay years ago, and it's an original poster. And it was like 79, something like that.
I forgot all about that movie.
78?
I had a tape of it on BMX, Betamax, and I'd watch BMX. And I'd watch it with my brother, and I would watch it.
It was like a shop
over.
Class in a high school, and they build the ultimate Corvette.
Engines, yeah.
And then they give him the keys to take it for a drive. He's like the nerdy kid, and it gets stolen.
Of course.
And of course, it turns out to be a plot. The reason they gave it to him was because he'd be easy to steal it from. But he's going to get it back, along with Annie Potts wearing like a tight blue shirt.
Poster is terrible.
I have that. I own it, man.
What's really depressing is all the movies that I used to love when I was a kid. I go, and I'm like, some of them are going to hold up. The only movie that holds up is Time Bandits. The rest of them all have like sub-5 rating.
But I listened to the interview, and it wasn't a Star Wars interview. They almost never touched on it until the last 10 minutes. But are you familiar with Mark Hamill's resume? It's incredible.
The voice acting?
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, somewhat.
It's no, it's like insane. The Broadway stuff, the voice acting, it's the list is too long for me to even look at.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with his Offspring.
Yeah, and that was my first thought, which is pathetic, by the way.
His Offspring, what should
Nathan?
We call it? But I was going to say his Offspring resume. I'm familiar with part of that.
Yeah.
Nathan?
Yeah. Well, my first thought was, I was going to call you and go, do you have that Nathan's email? Because I just want to tell him.
He has no interest in
talking. Hey, if you feel like telling your dad the interview was great, go ahead and tell him, but don't say you knew the guy that said it.
What?
I don't know. It just made sense to me. I'm like,
he's been threatening to have Mark Hamill on Film Bowl for a long time.
Totally sober. I was like, just tell your dad that interview was great. Thought it was super interesting, but don't tell him you knew the guy that said it. Just tell him a random person told you that.
What is he like? You know Mike Carano, dad? Yeah, he liked the interview.
No, I mean, just don't say like it's some guy from a podcast that's a Star Wars fan. But and then I thought, why don't I just tell Tom Wilson that? Because I'm friends with Tom Wilson.
Can we say who Tom Wilson is, by the way?
He's an actor.
Yeah, I know, but
and he's a comic.
How would most people know him, though?
They would know him from Freaks and Geeks, probably.
And?
And Back to the Future.
Yes.
Yes.
He plays Biff.
Yep.
And apparently he's one of the nicest guys in Hollywood.
Absolutely is. Mm-hmm. Probably the nicest person I know.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello?
What's happening?
Hey, how are you? Bring it.
Oh, hey.
Bring it.
Hey.
Bring it.
Is this Marcus?
No, it's not Marcus.
I don't think you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
It is Marcus. Hey, can you hear us? God damn it, I swear.
Yeah, okay, I can hear you guys
all
now.
All right, all right.
Why are you so filthy on the message boards? Message boards.
Marcus, welcome to the program. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
No, I wasn't. That was a serious question. You know, pearl necklaces, they can be very flattering to a young lady, as well as the other option that I gave. But are you guys?
What was the other option? I forgot.
I am lost. I don't know.
I do, actually. It was a pearl necklace and something else.
All right. Let's move on.
Never done either.
Because we're not that show. We're not
that show. Are you guys doing open and honest tonight?
Are we? Should we discuss it while he's on
hold? Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hi, how are you? You're creepy.
Wait. No, that wasn't creepy. That sounded like a character from a movie, and I'm trying to think of what it was.
Hey, hello.
Hey, hello.
Dialing, coming in. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Drunk.
Oh,
good. Drunk.
Drunk. I'm drunk.
That's when you have to proclaim
engagement.
It.
Drunk.
When you have
I'm
to
drunk.
Proclaim it, it's too early.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, you're too young to be getting drunk.
Hey, Marcus.
Because when you get to the point where you're trying to hide it, that's when you know. You're enjoying
you
it.
You got a problem, too.
Yeah, no, but it's walking into a party like
about,
in high school.
Espousing about how drunk you are, yeah, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
That's like, shut the fuck up and go sit over there, Ralph. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God, I hated those kids. I'm so fucking high
and
right now.
And I've done it, too. I've done it.
I did it.
High school.
No. Junior high. No. Yes. Seventh grade. And it was a basketball practice. It was obviously a cry for help, looking back. My friend and I drank a bunch of
most things I say are cries for help.
Wild turkey. And I had a basketball practice. Who my dad was a coach, and I remember I thought it'd be really great if I just did a bunch of shots with my friend. It was like
your
one
dad
of the first
was a
times.
Basketball coach.
Oh, he's a fucking football coach. Basketball. He was always the coach. Always
was
right
he
there.
Was he a teacher?
No. He just. This is like, you know, the independent leagues. It's not like at school. It was just practice was at school, and I thought it'd be awesome to get wasted. Kind of a way to tell my dad I wasn't really into this. Wasn't really into him being the coach. and go down and have a basketball practice and hurt myself somehow, but I want to be able to feel it. That was what was going through
my
seventh grade head.
Yeah.
I'll go and I'll run into the pole really
hard. A couple
of
shots of Wild Turkey, you don't feel any pain.
And I felt the pain.
Yeah,
and
you feel it all.
My dad never figured out I was drunk because my dad's not much of a drinker at all, but he knew there was something wrong. Marcus, open and honest.
You hung up on me.
Put you on hold.
All right, same thing.
Marcus, I'm going to be honest with you. It's because you're black. That's why I did it.
So, in the open and honest, I have a really good question.
Yeah, I just gave it to you, man. It's all up for you. Welcome to the program. You're on open and honest. Ask us anything. We'll answer it both openly and honestly.
All right. Which of Larry David's shows do you think is better, Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I'm going to be honest. This is the most boring open and honest question.
That's definitely It's an easy one to answer.
That wasn't necessary.
I'm going with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's funny you would ask this right now, Marcus, because I went on a we watched a couple Seinfelds for the first time in years. Must be fascinating for everyone. Jillian and I, a couple days ago, like over the weekend, actually 4th of July weekend.
You never go that long without watching Seinfeld.
I probably hadn't seen like a full one in a couple years. I decided to TiVo it, and I watched a couple episodes, and I got a hankering because it was like I have not seen the last three or four episodes of last season's Curb Your Enthusiasm. So I had one of those moments where I had to have it. So I actually found myself in two different Blockbusters in the Valley. Neither one of them had it. They had like season six, one disc from season six. The other Blockbuster didn't have any. Fucking guy at the front desk never heard of it.
Oh,
fucking Blockbuster.
Oh my God.
So I start going to Redbox thinking they're going to have it. And I was fiending. So you know what's at my house right now? Should come today. Redbox. I'm not Redbox. Fuckflix should have dropped off season, eight? The second.
Nice.
Second disc.
Nice.
So it's funny you would ask this. I'm getting the disc. It's actually at my house right now. The last few episodes of the last season, Marcus. Of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Fuckflix,
yeah. That's
why.
What you don't listen to the Film Vault? How dare you, Marcus?
No, I can't say that I do.
That hurts, Marcus. That hurts. Call Fuckflix because they will not sponsor our program. So I will not give their name, even though I love them as a company.
I think I have a problem. I think it was Brian who said it. Corolla definitely said it. Recently, they were discussing Drive.
Oh, yeah, Corolla hates Drive.
And they talked about what a horrible movie it was with no point and no plot. And I couldn't – all I could think about was I never want to hear them talk about a movie again. And I'm serious.
No, here's – now, it would not shock me if Brian Baldy was saying the same thing because he's such a goddamn suckler.
No, I think they were both saying it.
If that's the case, that makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bring that up to him. We are doing another episode tomorrow night, so I'll do that. However, on the Film Vault, he openly loves Drive. We both like it very much.
Okay, then maybe it was just Corolla.
And I think now I will be sick if Brian is off behind my back talking to his boss, going, "That sure is right, boss. Terrible movie, boss. Oh, I hate it."
He definitely agreed with him at the end, 100%. But he may have been doing that facetiously.
Is the Film Vault video or is it podcast?
It's a podcast. Thanks for. You're killing me right now, Marcus.
I know. It's funny, though. I'm enjoying it. Is it spelled Film Vault, like a bank vault? Or is it Film Fault?
You know, Carano used to be on the show with me.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus, you're dead to me. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Really?
Are you a dragon?
All right. We got a Tyler update.
What?
Tyler update. What are you calling the real
Tyler line? Update from the telephone.
So go ahead.
Tyler, I'll settle something. Were you listening to the show earlier?
No. Dude, I'm telling you. He was amidst.
Because I was like, I bet he's listening.
You don't want to listen.
Like, no, he wouldn't do it.
You don't want to listen to this one, Tyler.
Of course I'm going to listen to this one. You're going to talk about like terrible things about me being married.
Not really terrible.
They're not terrible.
Wait, hold on, Tyler. Hold on one second. What do you think the chances are? And I really hope that I'm wrong on this, but what do you think the chances are that they're like, you know what? What better night to try and plant that seed than on a one-year anniversary?
Absolutely. He wouldn't be calling if they hadn't had sex yet.
No, but I mean planting.
Yeah.
Planting.
Yeah. I bet every night they have sex, they're planting a seed.
No. Tyler?
No. As far as I know, nothing implanted.
As far as you know.
Yeah, as far as you know.
As far as I know, looked inside and inspected. There's no implantation.
Tyler, how did I go to him? I have full lines right now. I go straight to Tyler. Tell me, how many times did you get on one knee and look at your lady, Lauren, in the eye and go,
You may be the luckiest man in the world 1 year ago today.
I never.
I love you so much.
I promise.
My life was meaningless 1 year and 1 day ago today.
I did not do any fake proposals. I didn't do any one knee action.
What'd you guys do?
None of that shit.
What'd you do?
We went to the beach and we went to Dawn's Beachcomber. Had a zombie. Well, I had a zombie. She had a Mai Tai. It was really depressing. The bartender with a long ponytail was like trying to like talk to us, and we're like, "Please leave us alone." And then
because you're like, "Leave me and my lady alone." Today's a very special day for us.
A year ago today, we united in passion.
A year ago today, Mike Carano, Anderson, and Jillian were sweating their balls off.
Yes, everyone was sweating their balls off. It was a lot nicer today, I got to tell you. It was so much cooler today.
I like the idea of name-dropping your friends to other people as if they know who they are and just constantly doing it.
What?
All right.
I like that idea. You'd be telling a bartender, Mike Carano, Anderson, and Jillian were sweating their balls off.
The bartender's just like,
"Do you want another zombie?"
Who would do that? And it was the most annoying fucking thing. So, no, it's actually not cool. Because she'd be like, "So I was at work," and Peter comes over, and he's like, "Can you believe what Mike did?" I'm like, "I know, Mike and Ralph have been doing that." Why? He's Ralph again. Have been doing it all day. And you know how Gabriel is. I'm like, "No, I don't know any of these people. None of them." She would always do that. Like, I think she did it on purpose because she realized I hated it. It was awful. It's terrible. All right, where are we going? Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you are. How'd you know that? How'd you know you're on the phone?
I'm talking to my friend. Sorry. I'd like to.
Why'd you say, oh, my God?
I'm talking about Tom Hiddleston for, okay, like.
I don't know who Tom Hiddleston is.
It's Loki. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the After
my
Disaster.
My name is Loki.
Hello?
I live on
Hi,
the
you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
What the hell was that?
I'm putting her on, Tyler. Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
What's happening?
Hello, you're on the After Disaster. How are things?
Huh? Oh, they're great. They're so good.
I love when Tyler does his impression of the listener.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, speak up.
Hello?
Yeah, it's you. You who just said hello. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy.
My name is Tammy.
I need some help.
Wait, what?
I can't take that.
Totally addicted to this guy, and I don't know how to get away from him.
Is his name cocaine? Mike
Carano? Huh?
Is his name cocaine? How old are you there, Tams?
I am way too old to be feeling this way. I'm 41 years old.
Do you know anyone named Rob Rowe?
No.
No, okay. He's an Asian Rob Lowe.
No, Rob Lowe, yeah.
And Rob Rowe is his Asian brother. How old are you? We have to have the facts, man.
He is 32.
You're how old?
I'm 41.
And you're obsessed with him?
Yes.
Where'd you meet him?
I've never been like this before in my life.
Do you work at the car wash?
Like me.
How'd you meet him?
At the car wash, huh?
How'd you meet him?
How did I meet him? We both had similar cars, and he was wanting a piece off my car. And
ooh, yeah, and you want a piece off of his car, right? What kind of cars do you guys have?
Please tell me a Corvette.
No, Grand Prix GTV.
What she just said. I don't
A Pontiac Grand Prix.
So you guys are like in traffic or in a parking lot or down there at the Walmart.
Bad
and he's like,
news.
Listen, I noticed you got a perfectly good back fender, and I need that. And I noticed that I need a part from your car, and you need a part from mine.
Well,
what do you say
we
swap?
He wanted my grill, but I mean, that doesn't really matter.
Why do you want your grill?
Because my grill was better than his.
So he's just going to take it and put it on his car, and you're going to have a broken one now?
No, his wasn't broken. It was just a different kind. And he paid me, so I didn't care.
So what, you're a grillist now? Or you
so
have
you
like
met
a
this guy,
grill?
You met him one time and you're obsessed?
Please tell me what part of Florida you're calling from.
I'm not calling from Florida. I'm calling from Kentucky.
Oh, that's nice.
That explain a lot?
Kind of late. Why are you up at 3:30 in the morning? Are you shopping for new grills on eBay?
Work.
What do you do?
I'm a production supervisor.
Jesus Christ, you're blowing my mind with every answer. Well, actually, Kentucky kind of didn't. Tyler, what happened to you?
I mean, I'm a very intelligent woman, and
not if you're trading down for grills on Pontiacs.
Understand.
Yeah, because I know what you're talking about. Because I had a girl that wanted to trade lug nuts with me because mine were better. I think that's odd that he would approach you for that. Why doesn't he go buy another one?
You traded her too, didn't you?
So did you go out with him at all?
Yes, I mean we were we still see each other, but it's like. He doesn't want a girlfriend. I'm fine with that. But it's just, he knows you know, he's told me before that he loves me, and then he's got a lot of emotional issues. He was adopted. He does have a lot of emotional issues.
Sorry, I checked that for a second, Tyler, so I couldn't keep it moving.
The adopted thing shouldn't have anything to do with anything, right?
Well, the only person he's ever really been really close to is his father, and his father died of cancer like 6 years ago. Okay.
All right. Listen, do you have his old girl on your car now, and he has your new one? Is that how it's going?
Do what?
Okay, production. You're a production assistant. Are you producing corn and Brussels sprouts in the field? What are you producing?
All kinds of food. Military food, commercial food.
I can't
believe
you called it.
Wait a minute. So what is your job title? Hold on 1 second, Mary.
Military food.
Hold on, Mary. Hold on
1 second. We got bags of nails for the Marines.
Okay, Mary.
We got dirt for the Army.
Mary, you've been on this whole time.
What?
You're on.
You've been on the whole time. We can hear you groaning.
Yeah, you were.
I was making really witty comments that no one heard.
What is your job title there, Mary?
My name's Tammy.
Okay.
And I'm a production supervisor.
A production supervisor?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what does he do?
Stare at over fields of corn?
He buys grills off of cars.
No, that's one thing that he does. What does he do, Mary?
Now, that's one thing that he does. He's a mechanic.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen Drive?
He drives up.
No.
Have you seen the movie Drive?
Yes, I believe I have. No,
you have not?
I haven't.
Yeah, you shouldn't. You know why? Corolla doesn't like it. Neither does Brian. Neither does Bald Brian. You listen to the Film Vault there, Tammy? I meant to fuck up her name. God damn it! Which one of us is Drew talking? I'm curious.
Which one of you what?
Is Drew.
I'm not talking to Drew.
Who are you talking to?
I have no idea.
What'd you call? Did you call Hate Squiggle?
I called Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the point. She did call Bloodline.
It's a huge coincidence because actually Loveline happens in the studio. That's fucking weird.
That is amazing. What are the odds?
Weird, isn't it?
What are the odds?
Call back tomorrow night.
Oh, that's like you're not going to tell her anything else? Just that?
This is Ku Klux Klan Radio.
Get your girl back.
Oh, my God.
Broadcasting live from Florida.
Live on WKKK.
Open and racist.
What is wrong with you guys, for real? The guy I'm talking
seriously,
about
we're adopted.
White. The guy I'm talking about is black.
Weird. Oh, the story gets better.
Yeah.
Marcus, you hearing this?
No, I didn't. What'd she say?
What? You're not hearing this?
If you want to get a white chick, just trade grills with her.
Marcus, did you think that the Film Vault came on for a second, so you tuned out?
No. What did she say?
Nothing. Have you heard any of Mary's call?
No. The speaker on my phone is too low. No, I didn't hear what she said. What did
Marcus
she say?
Is a huge disappointment tonight.
Does he even listen?
Yeah.
The speaker was too low.
Yeah, this is the worst listener.
The speaker on my phone is too low. I think Marcus is just playing a huge practical joke on it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to act like I like these guys.
All right, so you have a boyfriend?
Never actually listened to our show.
You have a boyfriend, Tammy?
Well, this guy is probably the closest thing I have to a boyfriend.
Oh.
I don't want anybody.
Just because you guys swap grills doesn't mean that he's your boyfriend.
Or spit.
And we've been seeing each other for 2 years. It's not like...
Like in town, you know, at the grocery store?
Fresh on him.
He's been working on getting that grill for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting the work in.
A long time ago.
Now he wants my trunk liner. That's anus.
All right, Tammy, call back tomorrow night and talk to professionals. We are not.
Well, this is the first time I've been able to get through, and I've been trying to call for like 2 weeks. So just try to call back tomorrow.
You want us to leave you on hold till tomorrow night?
No.
Actually, you know what, Tammy?
I like Tammy's laugh.
I like her call, too, and I would like to have her on Loveline.
Make sure she calls at the right time, because if she's calling 3 her time, that's never going to work.
I can't. I mean, I work until like, this is Central Time, and I work until probably 1:30. Almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you're never going to get through because Loveline is on 2 hours before that.
You can call in sick.
Why don't you, while you're producing the tomatoes, just take a break and go call us, or we'll call you.
I can do that as long as I'm not going to be on hold for like an hour.
Oh, my God. Choosers, beggars.
Yeah.
Beggars and choosers.
I know.
Can't be the
right?
same.
I can call like
jokers, smokers, tokers.
Ever seen Corvette Summer?
Have I ever seen Corvette Summer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I have. I have 3 teenage boys.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, they wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah, which one of them's gay?
Summer is like freaking, isn't that like a movie with all these bikini?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Did you know there's a new comic book character that's gay?
Yeah, it's not new, though.
New to me. It's like the son of Hulk or something?
What?
No, there's a famous one that's gay.
Famous one. Well, that's Ace and Gary.
No, it wasn't Aquaman, but it was, they just made him gay. And it's another one.
Okay. Honestly,
I forgot who it is.
Open and honest to you from me.
Okay.
Is this the worst show we've ever done?
No.
I think it might be.
Mm-mm.
I feel like there's nothing in this tank.
Nope.
I'm getting like a spinning feeling.
Yeah, you shouldn't have that feeling.
Like a spinning, like nothing's spinning, like just spinning and nothing's going on.
I disagree. Nothing. Something is going on. Magic. Radio magic is happening.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Welcome.
Hey, I'm doing great.
Tyler, not you, please.
I think that was the Green Lantern.
It was the Green Lantern, right?
The Green Lantern's gay?
Yeah.
No.
I knew. No. This is great that someone called up and knows
it's
this.
Not
yes.
True.
It's, yeah, it's totally true.
Well, the Green Lantern.
Super fag was
the Green Lantern is gay. Came out.
Tyler, did you say he's not
super fags?
Yeah.
Tyler, come on. That's not the kind of show.
Super fags. We'll be back right after this message from Kellogg's.
We guys
able to stop a freight train with his cock.
That doesn't make him gay. A gay guy doesn't have extra cock powers. Flaccid would be better. It's like a rubber band boiling. The train goes flying backwards.
He shoots the other way. Northbound, not anymore.
Hey, where's Lauren right now?
Wasn't that an SNL sketch?
It's called Gary and Ace, the ambiguous gay duo. Hey, Tyler, where's Lauren right now?
Lauren is passed out.
Yeah, you wrecked her? You wrecked her? You broke her?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of champagne and wine tonight.
Mm-hmm. You're really, really gay, and we're all very upset with you for taking your second to last night off.
Just for what?
For taking your second to last night ever on Loveline off. It's really gay that you would do that.
I know. But then again, it's like, well, it's your, like, leaving the company, so you might as well take a day off for your anniversary that you only get one time. So.
Only get one time. I think you could have a few more of them, unless you
hopefully.
Guys have got big plans.
I don't know. Based on tonight, maybe not.
Really?
Why? Really? Performance issues?
Wow.
Yeah, we just realized that, you know, she's never going to love Led Zeppelin like I do, and it just isn't going to work.
Does it get really awkward for both of you when she yells Jesus during sex?
No, because that does not happen. Okay.
And he appears, he's floating over you in like a
mist.
I told
you he wasn't good. I told you he couldn't bring it. If she doesn't say that, then not. Hey, you're the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you, Sparky?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm fantastic.
So what's going down?
Nothing at all. My friend's passed out next to me.
She is it a boy or a girl?
A girl, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Why is she passed out? How old is she?
She's 15.
Do you think this is 911?
She's
15.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 911 call. We're just like, hey, open and honest. No, seriously, my friend's passed out.
That would be a funny gag.
Open and honest.
We should totally cross the lines with 911. That would be hilarious. Someone will be right there.
Is she passed out sleeping or passed out under the influence of something?
I'm not really sure.
What's your name there?
You should check into that.
Something.
What's your name there, kid?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Katie.
It is Katie. I was afraid of that. Katie, why do you have drunken friends there? Where's your
I'm joking.
Your teacher?
She's not drunk. She's just tired.
Where's your teacher?
My teacher?
I mean, your mom. You're homeschooled. Where's your mom?
My mom's asleep in the next room.
Wow, you guys got thick walls.
I'll say.
What are you doing yelling?
What?
I could hear. She's talking very loudly. If I was at home and my mom and dad were right next to her, I'd be whispering. All right, wake up your drunk friend. Tell her not to get drunk anymore. That should be your message to her. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you, Marcus? All right, no more calls. How about that?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I can't really hear anything. I think it's low.
Tyler's trying to recapture the lightning of the bottle.
It still makes me laugh. I that made me laugh so hard live on the show, and then when I listened, I forwarded to listen to that back, and I was in the car, and it was just as funny.
I have to admit, I was sitting in the back of Loveline one night, and I pulled up that clip, and I listened to it, and I sat there laughing and crying.
That was so during funny.
I haven't laughed once.
Marcus hasn't laughed. Hey,
that's
Marcus,
real
what?
Funny thing.
Marcus,
what?
How about you imitate Tyler, and Tyler
yeah,
imitates
imitate
you?
Imitate me, Marcus.
Hey, guys, I'm leaving the show. Sorry. I don't know.
Still Marcus. Still Marcus.
I wish I could say it, but at the same time, I don't. I don't know. I can't do a Tyler impression. Give me a week to work on it. I'll come back and...
Okay. All right. We're giving you a week. We'll give you 2 weeks because we're going to be off next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did we announce that yet, Anderson?
No. Yeah.
Tyler, by taking tonight off, that prevents me from saying goodbye to you. You want me to come all the way down here tomorrow night?
No, but Mike, I'll see you like
You're still
going to
come in every
time. Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Weirdo,
where's he going?
Mike's confused.
I'm totally
Tyler's
confused.
A person of note, so he's allowed to come in whenever he wants.
Person of note.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going? I joined the Merchant Marine. That's,
it doesn't work when it's a limo company.
Huh?
I don't get it.
Call up person of note limos.
Oh, that's true, the VIP. Yeah.
Or
what
the,
about the VIP
or
section?
Or the person of note section, in the strip club.
Yeah, it doesn't work either. Mm-mm. Come on to the pwn section. Tyler.
What?
Yeah, you missed the whole show.
Yeah, apparently the show is worth missing.
Because you're not a person of note.
It sure is.
What, Marcus?
Yeah, hey, where's Tyler going?
You
Who said
cares?
He's a Marine.
I never...
He is going...
He's going to go to work for a lot of people of notes.
Yeah.
Okay, can we finish this now? I feel like it's over, yeah.
Yep,
it's
we can wrap it up.
Done. I still got, I got work to do.
I think this is wrap it up like Mike yawning while trying to wrap it up.
Let's wrap this baby up. Encore. Encore. What does that say in your hand?
No, I don't worry about it. Listen, let me make sure that everything... Ever tell you guys a story about how my mom, sweetest lady ever, love my mom. She went to the DMV. I thought it was because today I had to get my registration, so I was at AAA. My mom went to the DMV once for me, and I needed a license plate. And she, I was in school, and I had football practice, and there was always stuff going on. So my mom volunteered to go down to the DMV.
Yeah, I'm glad you backed that up with the reason, because otherwise it sounded pathetic.
Oh, it was pretty
pathetic. Yeah, it really did.
No, but I had a ton of stuff going on. It was one of the only times that my mom ever did. Oh, she did plenty for me growing up, but I can't, you know, just the idea of her standing in the DMV today is just crazy.
I told my mom just a few weeks ago, I need my laundry done by the afternoon because I want to change before I go out with my friends.
You do not really.
No. My mom's never done my laundry. Even when I was a little kid, I had to do it.
So my mom went to the DMV, and I remember like it was yesterday because it was a big thing. Like, you know, I really was like for a while when I was working. Anyways, whatever. Point is, mom went to the DMV, stood in line for me to get my registration or whatever, and she came back. She's like, "Honey, got your surprise. Got your vanity plates.
No,
got your vanity plates.
Oh, no.
No.
This is like
Andy Love Andy
sophomore year in high school."
And, did they Buffalo Butt?
ILVCOCK.
For the next 3 years of high school, pretty much all my high school career, I had a car that said Andy C.
Wow.
Andy
Wait, all it
C.
said was Andy?
I would have gone back and got new plates.
Couldn't do it. Would have broke her heart.
Wait.
It said Andy.
It was Andy?
Andy C. Because my last
wow.
name's Count.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Mm.
Andy C. Andy C. getting mad. Getting girls to suck his D.
Wow, Tyler. No, we're not that show. Tyler, stop it. However, I did used to put my girlfriend at the time
good,
in the trunk.
A good
and I would smuggle
license plate rim, getting girls to suck his D.
Terrible.
And then your mom walks out and she's looking at it. Oh, my son.
I
getting girls to suck his D.
My girlfriend in the trunk. And we, because like you had to actually, to drive off property, you'd have to like go by a guard and have an excuse. And I'd get an excuse. So I would drive off, and my girlfriend would be in the trunk. It was pretty sweet.
They saw Andy C. Sweet. Getting girls to suck his D. They just waved you through because you're
Isn't
a person of note.
A terrible conundrum, though.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah.
Because like I couldn't say, "Mom, what the fuck? That's
yeah.
awful." She thought she. I think she thought she, or maybe she was so pissed being at the DMV, she realized that would really piss me off.
Maybe she was trying to get.
Oh, that'd be awesome if she did that shit.
I'm sure that happens a lot when the mom is vindictive and mean to the
she's
kids.
She's not, though. My mom's not.
No, but and then they interpret it as she's being super nice, so they're still affected by it.
Let's say there's a status level, like a 10-tier level.
Yeah.
That took me down at least two status.
Person of note is at the top.
Person of note's
right.
at the top.
Yeah.
Pab.
Guys, we're sending your mom to the DMV. How dare you?
She volunteered.
But my dad's, everyone's gone through that in their family because my dad's given me stuff that I didn't want, but you have to take it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my grandpa, too.
But it's not something that's, like, on your car. That
no.
Ever...
One time my grandpa pulled me aside and gave me a giant gold ring with a huge diamond in it. A pinky ring.
Mike, do you understand how many stories we've
yeah.
heard of you
yeah,
getting
I know,
diamonds?
I know. But I just remember...
You're the diamond receiver.
I remember being horrified. I have a pinky ring, and I'm never going to put it on my finger. And then as soon as we walked outside, my dad's like, "Give me the ring. I'll give you cash for it tomorrow.
I remember
scrap
that.
The gold, and I'll give you the diamond." And I ended up, my dad, you know, ended up getting a bunch of money for it.
I had a flashback. You know, you have memories of things that were somewhat traumatic. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, holy shit. I don't know what. I'm thinking probably 10, 11 years old. It was probably 12 years old when I finally had it cut off.
What?
A pinky ring.
You had it cut off?
I had to have it cut off because I grew. Big? Yeah. My and I was embarrassed and I was scared. My pinky was black and blue by the time I went and got it. And
wait, am I on right now?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Oh.
We should make you think you're not on for all the time. So anyways, it was an opal. It was a star opal ring, so it was like gold. And it was like an opal.
You had a pinky ring that your finger fat almost grew around?
Yeah, because I was 10, and then by the time I was like 12-ish probably, I had to go down to a jeweler and have them cut it off my fat little pinky finger. But what is a 10-year-old kid wandering around? And it wasn't just a pinky ring. It was like one of those ones with a big – it was an opal. You know what opals are?
Yeah.
And like the sun – like the light would follow it, and it would be like – it was cool looking. What the fuck?
Do you have any friends?
None.
You know what's wrong with all of us, except for Tyler seems to have his dignity intact.
Tyler's like to have friends.
We're the only two that have all
keep
these stories.
Keep your virginity till you're 25,
so
then you get married.
I got a story to tell too. So I was making out with this guy in the third grade. Now I'm not gay.
Okay.
Can we just make an After Zester listener challenge where first person to get an After Zester vanity plate gets something from us?
No.
Like
Andy C.
mentioned on the show, and then we never talk to him again.
That's, are you kidding me? If somebody sent us like an After Disaster vanity plate, even if it was from Kentucky, we would be so that we would the entire show would be about that. Mm-hmm. We would all just keep looking at the picture and talking about it. And...
yeah, so get on it, people.
Tyler,
what?
Send your moms to the DMV.
Somebody can get on something like related to that, and we'll spend the entire show talking about it.
Here's how stupid I am, and how like on autopilot I am with most of my life. I'm sitting here waiting and angry that the song's not playing because I want to end the show. I'm like, when the fuck is he going to play this song?
I'm not in studio, sir.
I know you're not.
Can you play it over your phone, into the phone?
It comes a little faster, runs into the stuff, son.
We can rap with that, with Tyler's acapella version.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, have a nice night with your wife.
Okay.
And I'll see you next Thursday, I guess.
See you
right?
Sometime for now. All right. Hello? Bye, everybody.
We're rapping right now, right? No music? Oh, no. Hold on. Anderson's going to go put some music on. By hold on, I meant hold on. Not just hang up like that.
Who is that?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try
what?
Again.
This is a disaster. What's going on? What's, you just hung up on Tyler. We're ending the show proper. We're going to do one thing, right?
Hang up and then dial your operator.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Everything falls apart in the last 3 minutes.
Hello? How are you? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Have you seen Rob Roy run? All right. We're going to end the show then. Hey, everybody. Thanks for... I swear to God, it's going to get good once I come back from camp. Right, Mike?
I think it's good. As is.
No, it's not. You even said on the Depression podcast that when you leave and you
I
think
know,
it's
that's
good.
I know, that's in regards to myself. Can I tell you, I snapped this morning and called the landlord.
Oh, tell
and
me
I
more.
I video recorded my speakerphone conversation to have it as proof. And I went off on every little thing that's ever gone wrong. And I honest to God, opened with... yeah, my name is Mike Carano. I live in an apartment, blah, 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 at blah, 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 blah. And this is the eighth time I've called this number since January, and you've returned exactly zero phone calls.
Wait, Jesus Christ.
And then I went down the list of every problem.
I thought this was you had a new landlord, though.
Well, I built up from this little problem to that little problem. I go, another thing is my microwave doesn't work. I was told 6 months ago or 5 months ago I'll get a new microwave. Never heard back about that. This and that. And then I went, and... if all those other problems don't mean anything, the one that's the deal breaker is my upstairs neighbor, and I literally said, stomps around every fucking waking minute he's home, and the only way I know he's not home is because I hear him slam his door, slam the security door, and then slam the gate. And I go, and I'm not even saying it's totally his fault. I'm saying, you need to call me back or find me another apartment.
Mike, when can I come over and witness some of this?
And
so I want to be able to back you up.
All
I think
this shit.
You're overreacting. And
I went over
house.
The person wiping off, washing off their balcony, and it splashes on my car. I went down the list of everything. And then I don't want to say embellished, but I sort of embellished. And I go, I had a sit down specifically with Travis. And he goes, well, Travis is no longer here. I go, that's not my problem. I go, I sat down with him and said, the only thing I want is total silence in a quiet place.
But you can never have that.
And then he got, but Travis, he did tell me for real. He did say, This place is very quiet. I've never had a single complaint about noise. Not true. Because my neighbor goes...
How freaked out will you be, Mike? Would you be if you went upstairs like with the landlord to talk to the guy? And he's like, look, man, you're not right in the head. I'll show you. He takes you upstairs and it's an empty apartment. Completely empty. Cobwebs. How freaked out would you be?
Yeah. There's just a pair of boots in the corner. I'm like, that's them! I'm like, you put them on your hands and walk around and I'll go downstairs.
Was there any resolution?
I went for a hike. I came home terrified I was going to be confronted by both the maintenance guy and the other guy that lives above me, because I did say, and another thing, my bathtub is leaking like crazy, a gallon an hour, and I've called. He's been here three times to fix it, three separate times. It still leaks. And I go, but I don't want to get that guy in trouble because he does a good job, which was totally hypocritical. So I get home. I'm totally terrified. I'm going to be confronted by both my neighbors. And I take a shower, lay down, take a nap, immediately knocking on the door. Yeah, I'm here to fix the tub again. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to run down to my office. I woke up because I had to pee really bad, but I answered the door first. And then I just let him right in the bathroom. And I walked out and I'm like, that was ridiculous. Now I almost have to pee outside my building when I'm 30 feet from my own bathroom. And
Where'd the running out of the office come in?
I just wanted to get out of there. It was a total lie.
Did you leave him in there?
Yeah.
And you went. You just left.
I left for like 2 hours.
And you left him in your apartment.
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Yeah. He's the maintenance guy. He's got a key anyway.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But here's the weird news: is
it fixed?
No. No. He has to call a plumber because they have to rip some tile out.
Uh-huh.
Then I heard the neighbor coming home, and I'm like, motherfucker, here it goes. And it wasn't, it was still clump, 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 but not nearly what it was before. And I don't even know if they spoke with him, and I don't know if he's making an effort, and I don't know if it's all in my head, because I have a feeling there's no fucking way this guy's going to listen if the landlord calls him and goes, yeah, the guy downstairs is upset because you're noisy.
What kind of car does he drive?
Brand new BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike. Now, here's what's going to be way worse, is if maybe he's a black guy, right?
Yeah.
You know how the black community feels about snitches.
Well, the Italians feel that way more than the black community
does.
Yeah,
but you're the snitch, so it doesn't matter.
I wasn't
snitching. Doesn't matter what the Italians think.
That's not a snitch. I would be snitching if I said he's up there rolling marijuana cigarettes.
No. If you said he's being very loud on my eardrums and I'm an unhappy customer.
No, I feel the same way about snitches, but here's what happened initially,
Mike,
is I went to
go up and you talk to the guy. You don't snitch?
I did. No, I didn't.
You've never talked to him in
your life? I went to the landlord initially to pay my rent the first month. Mm-hmm. I went to his office and I go, I'm having a huge problem with my upstairs neighbor. And I go, it's cool. I'll talk to him. Which, I'm a huge pussy, so I didn't want to, but I told him flat out. And he goes, absolutely not. Do not talk to him. Because I said, I'll talk to him. He goes, no, don't. And I go, no,
well,
it's
what
cool.
kind of community is that? What do you mean, don't talk to him?
He told me
to
specifically.
Because this guy's got a record? Or because your landlord
I don't
is
know.
Racist?
I don't know. Well, landlord's black, too.
Oh.
So I said, no, it's cool. I go, I'm going to talk to him. I'm just going to pepper spray him. And I said
that
to be funny.
I remember you saying
and
it wasn't funny.
Yeah,
he didn't
freaked
find it
out.
Funny. So when do we get an update? Next week.
Actually,
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Let's hope that
we're
all alive, because there's a lot going on. I just jinxed
us.
There
is a lot.
I just jinxed us all.
I hope we're all alive, though, still.
Yeah, but now, you know, what are the chances of anything happening now?
Yeah, 50-50.
How creepy did this whole podcast become just now, if something happens?
I like if we end it that way, like we all have this death wish. We're all doom and gloom. Hopefully, if we're still alive, Anderson, after all these years,
let's just
still
end
being alive.
Show. Hopefully, if we're all still alive next week,
yep,
we'll do a show.
I'm sorry to, I hope it doesn't offend you, but I'm going to do another solo thing.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts a lot.
Yeah, probably Thursday night, midnight.
You should watch, you probably already
Mike
seen
Carano
it.
Mike Carano Channel.
The People versus George Lucas.
No, I didn't see it. It's on Watch Instantly,
It's
though.
So good.
It's on.
Okay, here's how good it is. Jillian's never seen any of the Star Wars, doesn't give a fuck about any of them. Love the movie. Love the documentary. Really good. Check it out. Goodbye.
All right, good night, everyone.